Hello, 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 hello. Hey guys. Welcome back to episode 13 of Let's Chat. It's been a minute. I know, it's crazy. I have so much to talk to you guys about. So if you are interested in knowing why I've not been on here recently and want to know my takes on social media and relationships, stay tuned. So guys, I am back on the podcast. I have missed it. I'm not even gonna lie. Even though life has been hectic, has been stressful, and has left me with quite a bit of anxiety. I have always been thinking about the podcast in the back of my mind. And every time, like, I feel like, okay, I want to talk about a topic, what I'm dealing with in life kind of overshadows that. And then I'm left with no energy, or I'm just not in the mood. And it's been a very trying last month or so. So just to give you a little bit about what I've been dealing with, and not really go too much into details, I was expecting something. And you know when you are expecting something, you're in a state of anxiety. You're in a state of excitement, joy, fear. You know, what happens if it goes through? Yay, happy. What happens if it doesn't? Oh my God. Do you have plan B in place? What's going to happen? You know, how are you going to navigate that situation? And I was in that kind of state, and it's the state of unknown. And for me, I am very much like to be in control of situations, or maybe not even in control, but kind of aware of like what's happening, just so I can plan. I'm a planner. So I like to know, like, okay, I've done this, I've done that, I've checked this box off, I've done this, I've done that. And in this situation, I did all of that, but I just had to wait. And because of COVID-19 and everything that's been happening, there's just been massive delays. And mine was very time sensitive as well. So when you have a kind of like this invisible timer ticking away, and you're like, oh my God, I'm getting close to the deadline and this thing has not come through yet, it did put a lot of kind of pressure on me, and I was very, very anxious about it. But glory to God, it came through just in the nick of time and on God's time. And a lot of that is just me praying and just having to release that need of control. I'm not going to say it was completely 100% me releasing, maybe a good like 95% in the back of my mind. I was still like, okay, what do I need to do to move this forward? But so thankful that, you know, everything turned out in my favor. So I'm so happy about that. And that means I'm now back on the podcast to talk to you guys. I've missed it, honestly. In the meantime, while I haven't been producing my own content, I have been consuming loads of content, and it's just rejuvenated me and really got me back into wanting to hop back on my own platform and just speak with y'all and share my mind. And a lot has been going down in social media, a lot. Like, I have been looking at the timelines, and you know, we have Cardi B, you know, getting divorced, and the impact, you know, social media has with that. Obviously, her going to announce why she's divorcing, social media playing, you know, a role in highlighting her, you know, now separated husband's cheating affairs and all of these different things. And it got me thinking into how, you know, social media has really massively played a role in modern dating. And I struggle because there was a meme that one of my fellow podcasters put out, and it was about, do you share your significant other on your timeline? And I am 50-50 on this. And actually, I'm not 50-50. I am 100% no. Because life has taught me a very valuable lesson, and that is, I was in a very serious relationship at one point in my life, and I was very open and broadcasted, you know, me and this person, and, you know, my whole social media, you know, network knew who he was and everything, you know, about our relationship that I decided to share. Okay. Unfortunately, that relationship did not continue, and I had to go through the removal phase. And people clock things on, you know, social media. Let's not front. Everybody is clocking who's with who, who's posted X, Y, and Z. Oh, I haven't seen this person posting this person in a while. What's going on? Is there issues? Is there problems? And I had to deal with that. I had people like slide into my DMs and say like, hey, like I haven't seen such and such. And at that time, like I didn't take offense to it because I knew it was coming. It was something that I, you know, couldn't hide. I wasn't going to hide because at the end of the day, the demise of that relationship had nothing to do with me. But you know, it was uncomfortable. It was unsettling having to explain, you know, to friends and maybe some people who were just nosy, like, oh, I haven't seen such and such, like what happened, you know, what's going on. And if I hadn't posted in the way that I did, like nobody would have been asking me any questions. I would have been able to go through that, you know, silently, quietly, and I would have kept it moving, unbeknownst to anybody else. But that was a lesson that, you know, I took from that. I said in my next relationship, like, I'm not doing that. I don't want to deal with that, because if, you know, that relationship fails, then that's another failed relationship that's been made known to the public, and I then have to deal with that. And especially now, you know, like, if a child is involved, it's just so much going on. But I also had to think about the person that I was with. And, you know, we had many conversations about me not posting on social media. And I had to remind this person, like, listen, it's not that I don't want to, but because of my past experiences is left me, you know, feeling really uncomfortable. And social media, I don't have to justify being in a relationship on social media. Like, I don't have to do that. Those who need to know will know, like friends, family, people I talk to. I don't necessarily have to put that out there. And it just didn't make sense to this person. I'm not gonna lie to you, I was highly frustrated, and I'm the type of person is, if you tell me about something that you want me to do, I don't really take well to that, because then I feel like I'm being A, forced to do something that I don't want to do. Two, you're not really listened to my concerns or what I've expressed, because there's intentions behind that. I'm not sharing you because I want to be shady, I want to be shysty, you know, I want to be double-minded. That's not the case. But there has to be a level of compromise, and I realized that. And it still bothers me, because in the back of my mind, and I know this is not, you know, great to think, but I'm just thinking, what happens if we don't work out? and I've just blasted you all over. And I have to go through the whole, you know, social media scrub, and it's just too much. It really is. And I'm not saying that, you know, you should be kind of in that negative mindset, but I honestly think that you don't need to share everything with everyone. And it is nice from time to time, like if you share a photo, just to let people know, like, okay, like I'm with somebody, but it's not an everyday thing, not an everyday event. Like, I honestly don't think that that's necessary, because then I feel like I'm putting on a performance for Instagram or Facebook, or whatever platform that people are using, rather than saying, these are the photos I want to share, because it's my page. If I want to share photos of myself, yeah, of course I can, because, you know, there's nothing that you can take away from that. But if I decide to post, I don't know, Johnny, you know, one day on my feed, and then me and Johnny end up breaking up, now I'm scrubbing my timeline of all the photos that we took, and I'm removing this, and I'm untagging this, that just highlights, yeah, we're not together anymore, without me even voicing that. And for me to avoid any of that, I just don't feel the need to post all the time. But I'm also conscious of the fact is that I'm not in a relationship by myself, so I have to be mindful of somebody else. But I think social media puts a lot of pressure on couples. And for those who have maximized, you know, their relationships and built it out on the social media platforms, good for them. But I've also seen the really nasty, horrible side of breakups on social media as well, especially when it comes to kind of like, you know, huge couples who have joint Instagram accounts, or, you know, they built their kind of online presence based on their relationship. So, you know, YouTube couples and things like that, and social media Instagram couples. And then, you know, once the fallout happens and people, you know, have invested their time, you know, into that couple and into that relationship, all of a sudden, when they break up, please respect my privacy. How, what? Like, you've shared everything with us. Now you want us to protect, you know, protect your privacy and not comment and not ask questions. See, that to me doesn't make sense. And on one side, I can understand for the couple, like, you're going through a breakup, you know, you don't need to be hounded and bombarded with all these questions. However, you were constantly posting vlogs, you were constantly posting, and, you know, on your relationship channels and your relationship pages, and some of y'all were even monetizing and getting money off of that. And now the minute that you guys are no longer together, please respect my privacy. I don't want to talk about it. Please don't send hate. Please don't do this. I can't go too hard on y'all, because I do consume that type of content from time to time. Especially when there's a bit of drama, because I'm like, oh, what's going on? Like, everyone's talking about it. I want to be in the mix. I may not know y'all from Adam or Eve Paint or Adam or Eve, or I'm, you know, I'm just saying I don't know y'all. But because you put your content out there and it's gotten traction, everybody's going to be nosy, because we are nosy. Let's just be real. Like, we are nosy. And people want to know what's going on in other people's lives from, you know, the comfort of their own home. So for me not to be a topic of conversation, because I know how that feels, and I'm telling you right now, it's hard not to be bothered by it. It really is. You can say I'm not bothered, but you are, because nobody wants to be talked about, especially when you're being talked about and it's not being directed at you. You're hearing that people are talking about you and they don't really know, like, you know, the ins and out or what's gone on. And of course, because they are nosy, or they feel like, you know, they don't know you too well, they're not going to directly come to you. So I guess I don't really have, I don't really have like, you know, guidance on this, because as I said, I'm very much staunchly like, I'm not going to be sharing that type of information. But I can understand why people do. But I still think because I've been hurt by it in the past, it really makes me feel uncomfortable. And I feel like it just leaves you to be very vulnerable. And I've done it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like in my, you know, in my situation, in my relationship now, I have posted. And it's because I'm more so doing it for the other person, not necessarily myself. Like, I think it's nice, but in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking, oh my God, what happens if we don't make it? And I'm not saying that I want that to happen. It's just something that, you know, constantly plays in the back of my mind. So, for those of y'all who, you know, are in relationships or dating somebody, I think do whatever you feel like. Do what's comfortable for your relationship. Do what feels comfortable, most importantly, for you. But for me, social media is a beast. It is a beast. And it's something that I have to constantly think about. And I'm conscious in terms of what I post, because the less questions, the less drama. And it just makes it easier for me. Now, that's just me being selfish. But at the end of the day, if anything were to happen, the questions are going to come to me, not, you know, my ex. So that's kind of my rationale about it. But on the flip side of social media, when it comes to posting, another thing is likes, liking, you know, pictures on Facebook. And I find it really interesting about this, right? Because now you can like pictures on Facebook, because liking a picture on Facebook doesn't mean anything. It can be the start of something, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything. However, it's how can I put this? It's what your significant other likes. I think that's what's important, because, you know, social media, especially with, you know, people nowadays trying to follow influencers and certain celebrities, people are becoming, you know, more saucy in their photos, and i.e. thirst traps and all the likes, just for, you know, likes, attention, comments, people sliding in their DMs, and so forth. And if your man is, you know, liking, you know, twerking videos, or, you know, girls in bikinis or sexy pictures consistently, that's something that, you know, just take a mental note of and ask them, just point blank, like, what's up? Like, why are you liking these photos? Is that something that you like? You know, is there something that, you know, attracts you to them that I'm not doing? Like, just be honest, because men are very visual creatures, and sometimes, you know, they like things and it doesn't mean anything, but sometimes it does, because men can be slick with it and, you know, liking photos like that. Then all of a sudden, you know, it's messages, you know, liking or responding to messages on someone's stories to prompt a conversation. Like, that's normally how that will go. And I just find it funny, because if you have somebody who does that, and then on the flip side, you know, is charging you up in relation to, you know, if you, you know, throw out a sexy photo, or quote unquote sexy photo of you, or, you know, you in a nice dress, or, you know, you in kind of like a low top, or a really pretty selfie of yourself, or you on the beach with a swimsuit, or whatever the case may be, and, you know, you have some guys that like it and he's charging you up on it, I just find that so hypocritical. Like, how can you come for me for liking, for guys liking my photos, but you're liking someone else's photo of their girl? Like, how does that work? Like, how can you be angry and upset? Like, that to me is the double standards of social media that I just cannot rock with at all. Like, don't come for me on some foolishness like that. If you're here liking girls' photos, that could be considered, you know, sexy and questionable. But then the minute I decided, oh, I look cute today, let me throw a photo. Oh, such and such liked your photo. Who's this that liked your photo? Hello, sir. Somebody could say the same thing about you. That girl can be having the same conversation with her boyfriend about your like. So why are you coming for me? And why are you making this a thing if you are doing the exact same thing? Oh, social media. I'm telling you guys, social media is so detrimental to relationships at times because it does provide an opportunity for, you know, people to be at people's fingertips at the drop of a hat. It can be a tool to distract you. And for those for those of you who are in relationships and have very poor communication skills, this could be really difficult to navigate because some people might say, you know what, I feel like I don't get enough attention, so I'm gonna get attention from a stranger online. Or I feel like, or I'm attracted to this person because at the minute, I'm not attracted to you. So I'm going to showcase my level of attraction to somebody else. Or I'm having doubts about what's going on in my relationship. So I'm going to prime myself back up for X, Y, and Z. And because people are feeling this way and don't know how to communicate that with their partner, they go on social media and they're looking for somebody to stroke their ego. They're looking for conversation. They're looking for attention. They're looking for all of these things, yet they're with their partner. And sometimes the partner has no clue. And to me, that's wild. That's absolute madness. Like, I can't imagine being in a relationship with someone and they're having all these thoughts and conversations to themselves, unbeknownst to you, and you're carrying on like everything's okay, yet they're here planning, strategizing, and doing all sorts of things. Can you imagine what type of relationships that is? That something that you would want to heavily invest your heart, your mind, and your body to? Of course not. Why would you? When someone is not doing the same, but expecting that from you. That makes no sense to me at all. And that goes down to poor communication. And social media has made communicating so difficult nowadays because some people don't enjoy speaking on the phone anymore. Why? Because you can send a message on social media, or you can send a text, or you can, you know, do all of these different things to showcase, you know, that you're communicating with someone through likes, through DM responses, through Snapchat videos, through voice notes. What is going on with me? Voice notes. But speaking to that person on the phone or carrying a conversation face to face is difficult because we have made it so easy to start conversations and carry on conversations on our phones without actually having that face-to-face connection. And at times, you know, it is very useful, you know, especially if you have a partner who's long distance, or, you know, you can't be around that person at the minute, especially with COVID-19 going on. You know, our phones are very important, and social media has been a very useful tool in keeping us connected. However, it has caused a level of disconnect, especially when it comes, you know, to communication. And I think that's very important because a lot of people hide behind social media, and it's so easy to do so. I could come on social media and paint that I had such a wonderful day, and, you know, I've just come off from holiday, and, you know, there's been sun and and cocktails and, everything great. But nobody knows that the month before I was literally sweating bricks, thinking if I was even going to be able to go, and I might have lost all my money that I've, saved up for this holiday, which was almost a year worth. But nobody knew that because that's not something that I put out there. But if somebody saw, my photos of me on holiday, they're thinking, oh my God, I'm so jealous. Like, she, look at her, she's having the best time of her life. And yeah, I did, enjoy myself. But it was a long, wrong road to get there. But nobody knows that. And of course, not a lot of people will know that because, people don't ask questions. They just look on social media and think, oh my God, that's what I want. Oh my God, I'm so envious. Oh my God. And, and then when the truth comes out, they're like, whoa. So, like, people will see Cardi B and, her husband Offset, and they'll be like, oh my God. I don't know if anybody would call them couple goals, but they would say, look at the money, look at the trips, look at the bags, look at the watches, look at the diamonds, look at the house, look at the music video that they put together. Like, I want that. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm divorcing my husband. Like, we're no longer together. And everybody's like, what? What happened? What's going on? No, Cardi, no. But do you see what I'm saying? You don't know what is going on in people's lives because social media has been curated in a way that you can share what you want to share, and you can tweak and you can edit and you can do all sorts of things to create a facade. But deep down inside, when the cameras are off, when the filters are gone, when the likes slow down and the comments stop because, people are carrying on and, living life, you still have your reality. And if you are with somebody who is so caught up on social media, whether it's, looking at Insta thoughts, or whether it's liking twerking videos or half naked girls, or, sliding into people's DMs just to start conversation for whatever reasons, like, that's just the beast that you're gonna have to consistently deal with until you speak with your partner about what social media or the role of social media when it comes to your relationship, and what are the boundaries, and what are you comfortable with, and what you're not comfortable with. I think the minute that you have that conversation and you guys can completely be honest and real and share, your opinions and your frustrations and your concerns, then I think social media won't be as bad. But I feel like a lot of people don't do that, and they don't want to share that because they don't want to come off looking like they're pressed or looking like, they care. When in actuality, if you care, share your opinion. Let people know what's going on. That is what communication is. That's what building trust is. That's what being vulnerable is. That's what makes, I think, relationships more sustainable. Because if you're here, feeling some type of way, and then you grow a level of resentment and you get so upset, and there's cracks that start to show in your relationships because of that, and then you start looking for and seeking attention, and consolement elsewhere, then that would be the demise of your relationship. And that's all due to what? Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat? Nah, don't let social media run your life, run your relationships. Don't. Be thoughtful, be mindful. And if something is bothering you or something is concerning you, I'm always going to be an advocate for communication because I think it's necessary. We communicate all the time, whether it's at work, with friends, family, in our relationships. And I think the more that we are open, honest, and share our feelings and are open to listening and not being defensive, then I think, social media wouldn't be the beast that it is. And some people say you know what? I can't deal with social media. Once I have a partner, like, I'm off that. I don't need that level of distraction. I don't need that level of temptation. I don't need to be broadcasting. And you know what? I feel them, because sometimes I feel like, man, I don't even need social media at this point. Like, everybody that needs to know that I'm good, I have their number. I can share photos. Like, it's not needed. Sometimes, like, I'm like, it's not needed. It's not. Unless I have something I want to promote. Like, obviously, my Instagram at let_chatpodcast on Instagram. Definitely follow, guys. That's something I will definitely keep. But when it comes to my own personal life, like, sometimes I do question, do I need to be on here? But then it's good to connect and see what my friends are doing, especially since I don't live in the States anymore. So it's really hard for me to connect with them. Or maybe I can just have an account and not post. That could also work. I don't know. Anyways, guys, that's just me rambling on. But this is my first podcast back in over, like, what, 2-3 weeks? So short and sweet, nothing too long. I just wanted to update you guys on what's been going on with me and just kind of vent a little bit about social media and relationships, because Lord knows it gets on my nerves. But anyways, thanks guys for listening, and I will see you next week.